You cannot be full of the Spirit if you are full of yourself.
Dr. Tony Evans says there's only so much influence, good or bad, we can pack into our lives.
If you are self-sufficient, you will have blocked the Holy Spirit from filling you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Whether a car gets its power from gas or electricity, once it leaves the filling station, it's going to eventually come to a stop, unless it's refilled. Well, the same holds true for each of us spiritually. In order to experience the fullness of God's Spirit, we need to be regularly connected to Him. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explores this important principle today.
Paul had a concern. It was a concern that the Christians in the church at Ephesus needed to wake up. Wake up to the new spiritual reality in which they lived and in which they functioned. You see, the Christians at Ephesus were in a pagan environment. They were in an anti-God culture. They were in a culture that did not respect their values, that did not operate according to divine guidelines. But these believers had come to Christ. They had trusted Christ and had been radically transformed. But unfortunately, they had begun to enter into a spiritual stupor. That's why throughout the book of Ephesians, he keeps wanting them to know that their new place of operating was heavenly places, a spiritual sphere that they needed to learn to live in, function in, and operate from the perception and perspective of. So he calls on them in Ephesians chapter 5. He asks them to wake up, verse 14. For this reason, it says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." He is concerned that they're still spiritually snoring. That is, while they're functioning in the physical realm, they're not awake in the spiritual realm as they ought to be. And so he says in verse 15, be careful how you walk. We'll talk about that at another time, but to walk is how you carry yourself, how you live your life. So he's talking about how you operate in the world. Not as unwise men, but as wise, being able to make the right kind of decisions in the secular world environment. Well, how do you wake up? Well, that's where the principle of the wine comes in. Because he says in verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. That's destructive. But be filled with the Spirit. He makes a contrast between what wine does when you've had too much of it and what the Spirit does when you get too much of Him. God is actually inviting Christians to get drunk, but not on wine. Be not drunk with wine, but I do want you to become intoxicated with the Spirit. I want you to wake up, and I want you to fill up when you wake up so you can fulfill the will of God. And if you're going to be full of God and full of God's purpose in your life, you're going to have to learn to be an intoxicated Christian, but not with wine, but with the Spirit. You and I all go to the filling station. Your gas tank is full of fuel, can't take any more. And so you're ready to roll. You're ready to roll now because you're full of fuel. The moment you drive off the filling station lot, you are burning fuel. The fuel that filled you is slowly being utilized, evaporated, used up, and you will see the tank, the more you drive, begin to go down further and further and further. Why? Because you're using the filling. So you're not as full a day later as you were the day before, because the things you had to do, the places you had to go, the environments you had to enter into, and the more travel you went, the less filling you possess. We all know what it is to be in the filling station of corporate worship. We're in the filling station of corporate worship, and you know that the choir has hit it, the preacher has hit it, the prayers have hit it, and you feel like you're on cloud nine because you feel so full of the atmosphere. The atmosphere that filled you up of the presence of God, the spiritually informed electricity of that worship service. And so for that time that you spent there, whoo, you can say, as you hear the benediction, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, because you're feeling that thing. That thing is all on you. But then you walk through the exit door to the parking lot and into the car. Now you got the noise of the kids, or maybe a discussion with the maid. Maybe you go out to dinner and you're around now other people who are around you, or maybe you hit traffic and all of a sudden you can feel the dissipation. You can feel the eroding. You aren't as spiritual as you were when you were in church. You were in church, praise the Lord, hallelujah, ain't God good all the time. God is good, Rose of Sharon, bombing Gilead. He's so high, you can't get over, so low, you can't get under, so wide, you can't get around him, you know. You are not talking that way anymore. You're getting upset a lot quicker. You're getting frustrated a lot quicker. Why? Because you left the filling station, the corporate worship, and now the Holy Spirit's filling is being dissipated. Not his presence, but his filling. And you are no longer sensing his full control. That's why he says in the present tense, keep being filled. Keep going back to the gas station. Isn't that what we do? We go back. The problem is, you may only go to church once a week. Maybe if you're super spiritual, twice a week. So by the time you'd have met those unsaved believers, maybe in your house, or those saved believers who are not acting like it in your house, or the folks at work, or the stuff you see on television, the Holy Spirit's fullness is dissipating. He's not controlling things. And as a result, you're losing control. The filling is going away. So when he uses the present tense, he's saying, keep allowing yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Keep allowing the atmosphere, the inclusion, the presence of the Holy Spirit to dominate your life. Now, the question is, what gets in the way of the filling? And by filling, we mean under the influence of, controlled by. You cannot, watch this, be full of the Spirit if you are full of yourself. Let me say that again. You cannot be full of the Spirit if you are full of yourself. If you are self-sufficient, you will have blocked the Holy Spirit from filling you. The Holy Spirit is just that. God's presence in you. Jesus right now is physically sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. He's not physically on earth. He sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's job is to be Jesus in you, okay? You must empty yourself of self, self-sufficiency, if you want to be full of the Holy Spirit. Let me put it another way. The Holy Spirit will only fill you to the degree you are surrendered to Jesus Christ. If you are not surrendered, you can't be intoxicated. Until you surrender to alcohol, you can't get drunk. Until you surrender to Jesus Christ and yield, this is not a hallelujah statement. This is a yielding of your life on a continual basis, which frees the Holy Spirit up because you've emptied yourself of self. That's why Jesus said, if anyone be my disciple, he must what? Deny himself. So whenever you choose you over the Lord, you have blocked the filling of the Holy Spirit. He says, I want to control you. I want to make you intoxicated, wake you up, show you my will, let you see me act in your life. But you got to get in the way because you are blocking you from experiencing more of me. You hear? You see that? You must deny yourself. Say no to you. Say yes to the Lord, which allows the Holy Spirit to do his filling work. The longer we keep the Holy Spirit from intoxicating us, the more shriveled we will spiritually become.
Dr. Evans will have more on the benefits of being regularly filled by God's Spirit when he returns in just a moment. First, though, I want to let you know about a brand new book from Tony that goes hand in hand with the message we've been hearing today. It's called Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. Through this book, you'll be drawn closer into the presence of God as you consider 60 different names presented in Scripture for the Holy Spirit, with 4 prayers for each name, a prayer of adoration, a prayer of confession, one of thanksgiving, and one of supplication, acknowledging our dependence on God's Holy Spirit to help us through the ups and downs of life. We offer this powerful devotional book as well as all 12 messages from Dr. Evans' audio series on the names of the Holy Spirit on either CD or digital download. They're our gift to you when you come alongside Tony's ministry and make a contribution to help continue this important work. We completely depend on your support to keep this program on the air, and this is one way we can show our appreciation for your faithfulness. Get all the details and make your request online at tonyevans.org. Or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222 before this special offer runs out. I'll repeat that information for you after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
Does your heart belong to the sea? Dr. Tony Evans is inviting you on an unforgettable Mexican Riviera cruise, setting sail from November 9th through the 16th. Join Dr. Evans for impactful sermons against the breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. You'll see cities like Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta along the coast of Mexico. Visit TonyEvans.org to book your spot today. Renew your spirits and your faith. Enjoy and explore.
Many believers go weeks, months, years, and even decades without consistently being filled with the Holy Spirit. You ever seen folk who go and say, put $5 worth of gas in their car? $5 worth of gas? Okay. They're not going far, okay? They are not going far because they don't get full. They don't get full of fuel. And because they don't get full of fuel, they're not going very far. You know what we do? We go to church and get $5 worth of Jesus. So we wonder why we can't leave the parking lot without losing our temper. Because we satisfied with $5 worth. Others will, you know, maybe they'll get half a tank. Man, so they'll make it to half a week before they start losing it. Husbands and wives start fussing and cussing and losing it and being living in defeat. Why? Because they don't want to be full. They don't want to be intoxicated. They want to taste a little bit of Holy Ghost. But they don't want to live in the filling. That is, in the surrender that allows the Holy Spirit to do the filling in their lives. And so their souls shrivel. They don't have the capacity. They make promises. They make pledges. They make commitments. But the soul is so shriveled because it's not used to, like a balloon, being blown up and full. So how do you practice this? You say, I want to be full. Well, notice what he says. He says in verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. He lists a number of participles, one right after another, where he tells us to submit, to sing, to give thanks. He gives these participles, which explains how he wants us to stay filled. Okay? Let me sum them up. The two things you must do to stay filled is to consistently minister to God and consistently minister to others with a good heart. And that creates the atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to work. Look at what he says in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, you recognize those words, and spiritual songs, singing with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. Same thing he said in Ephesians. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So he says basically the same thing, but in Ephesians, he's focusing on the Holy Spirit. In Colossians, he's focusing on Jesus Christ. In Colossians, he adds the word, because the word of Christ, since the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the word of Christ should govern the songs we sing, the ministry we give to the Lord, and the ministry we give to others. So when God's word, through a surrendered life, is utilized to give praise to God and ministry to others, the Holy Spirit is saying, come on now, come on now. You're taking this thing seriously. You're not just a Sunday Christian now. You may come for the big drink on Sunday. Oh, but you're sipping all week long. Then he is dwelling richly with you, fully with you, completely with you as you minister to him, and then as you have opportunity to minister to others, particularly to one another's, other saints. What saints have you ministered to this week? What saints have you prayed with? Person says, pray for me, and you say, okay, and you forget it. I've done that. You've done that. No, here, let me help you right there. When somebody asks you to pray for them right then. Even if it has to be a short prayer, because that means you won't forget it. Pray for them right then. Say yes, because then you've ministered to them. You know? And I know we can't hit everybody all the time, but when you minister to one another now, you didn't ignite the Holy Spirit. But you're getting intoxicated now. I know. We're all familiar with social drinkers, okay? These are folk who don't get drunk. They don't get drunk. They just, you know, get wine with dinner. You know, they're not trying to get intoxicated. They're just trying to socialize. We have social Christians. They sip the Holy Spirit. They ain't trying to get drunk. They ain't trying to get intoxicated with the Holy Ghost. Now, they ain't trying to do that. No, there's only one way you get drunk. Drink. Did you hear me? You don't get drunk by looking at wine. You don't get drunk by thinking about wine. You don't get drunk by sending praises about how great wine is. You don't get drunk by talking about what year that wine was and how long it's been in the wine cellar. That's not going to make you drunk. That'll make you sound informed. That makes you sound edumacated, but you'll never become intoxicated. You'll never get drunk about the Holy Spirit by talking about it. You won't get drunk by the Holy Spirit by seeing somebody else intoxicated. You won't get drunk by the Holy Spirit by taking a Sunday sip. You will only get drunk by the Holy Spirit if you're drinking him regularly, all the time. And how do you know when you're drunk? The same way you can know when a person is intoxicated. Because they're acting outside of themselves. They're talking different, thinking different, reacting different, going against themselves. I want to do this, but because I'm drunk, I got to do that. Because they are now intoxicated with the Holy Spirit of God. You say, how do I get this process started? Well, let me give you a promise. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. It says, God will give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks him. So you start simply by asking him. Lord, I want to be filled. In fact, ask him every day. Lord, fill me today with your Spirit as I worship you, as I minister to others, and as I surrender to Jesus Christ and his word. That's it. As I praise you, every time I get a chance, I just throw up a prayer here, throw up a praise there, give thanks over here, give thanks over there. And as I minister, as you allow me, people to cross my path, particularly other believers, that as I do that, and as I live a surrendered life based on your word, fill me, I ask you, because you have to be the filler. I'm going to pull up to the gas station. Fill me up. Fill me up. And as you live out that, you will find yourself becoming intoxicated. And you'll know you've really gotten too much Holy Ghost to drink, because other folk will see it. When you see a person who's drunk, that's offensive to see somebody just out of control. Let me warn you, when you get drunk from the Holy Spirit, some folk gonna get offended because they don't want to see that kind of intoxication. Now, that's the good kind of intoxication. But carnal Christians are going to be mad at you. They're going to call you too spiritual. They're going to say, you just keep bringing up the Bible. They're going to do that when you get drunk because they have never been drunk with the Holy Spirit. So get used to it. But then on the other hand, find some other intoxicated Christians and just have a drinking party with other folk who want to get drunk with the Holy Ghost, so that you can live your life seeing what Christ can do when you're underneath his full Holy Spirit control.
Dr. Tony Evans with a message on the Holy Spirit called The Wine. And he'll return in just a moment with a closing thought. First, though, don't forget that you can get the full-length version of all 12 lessons from Tony's two-volume series on the names of the Holy Spirit, along with his brand new book, Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. They're both yours as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help us continue this ministry to a world desperately in need of the good news of Jesus Christ. Call us right away at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center never closes, so don't wait. Again, 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. That's TonyEvans.org. Love, joy, peace, kindness. The Bible tells us these are some of the fruits of the Spirit. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explore what happens when we fail to allow the Holy Spirit to produce those fruits in our lives and the steps we can take to prevent that from happening. Right now, though, he's back with this important invitation.
Now, in order to be drunk with the Holy Spirit, you have to have him. And the way you have him is to come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He rose from the dead for your eternal salvation. And if you will simply place your faith alone in Christ alone, if you'll simply go to him now and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I not only live in an evil world, I am a sinful person because he only saves sinners. You've got to agree that you're a sinner that needs to be saved. But once you acknowledge that and you go to him, and you say, Lord, I'm believing you to be my Savior because I'm accepting you as my substitute. You died for me. You rose for me. I want you to save me. And I'm entrusting my life to your sacrifice for me on the cross. When you receive him as your personal Savior, he comes into your life by means of the Holy Spirit. And you become indwelt, which allows you now to become filled. Would you go to him now? Acknowledge you're a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner. Acknowledge you need a Savior. Acknowledge you want him to be that Savior because you're trusting him for forgiveness right now.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.